From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Planned Parenthood says the Florida legislature is making politically motivated attacks against it. This includes attempts by the Florida House to block funding to the organization, and there are also bills adding regulations that the organization says will restrict access to abortions. WGCU's Topher Forges has more.
The Florida House's budget specifically says state health agencies cannot provide funds to Planned Parenthood. Anna Escamani with Planned Parenthood says the organization provides services to thousands of people in places like Collier County by working with local health departments.
This is through services rendered by contracts that we have, by grants that we have, to serve patients with preventative health care services. That includes birth control, STI testing, cancer screenings.
Republican Representative Matt Hudson of Naples chairs the House Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee. He said during a committee meeting earlier this month that defunding Planned Parenthood is a way of exerting legislative control over state health agencies. The state Senate budget does not exclude Planned Parenthood from funding. The organization also opposes a pair of abortion-related bills. The bills, among other things, require doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Supporters say it protects the health of Floridians and regulates abortions just like any other medical procedure. But opponents say it's just a way to limit access to legal abortion. Topher Forges, WGCU News.